Speaking with Johnny Logan coach Kyle Smith Peters. Coach, you know, today, this evening actually, you know, Jamarion Sharp verbally commits to Western Kentucky University. You know, the Hilltoppers is who he says he's going to go with for post JUCO life. You know, he's got to sign on that dotted line first. But, you know, that's an interesting pick for one of the top bigs in JUCO.
It is. And, you know, but I mean, it's one of those things. Jamarion has had a chance. He's been to Western Kentucky before. He's obviously, I think, likes the idea of staying closer to home at this point. But, you know, like I said, all in all, it's just such a crazy time. And for there to be some certainty in all this craziness, you're always going to be happy about that. So, you know, we're excited for him and you know, looking forward to getting the chance to take advantage of watching him play in a Johnny Logan uniform for one more year as much as anything. So anything else on top of it's just going to be icing on the cake for us.
You know, obviously you've got your own program to worry about, but based on what you know about Rick Stansberry's program, what makes Jamarion a good fit for the Hilltoppers?
Well, I think, you know, in any case, any program in the country is going to be happy to retain Jamarion's services. So, you know, I think it's more so, you know, I think the shoe fits on both feet very well, per se. Is, you know, Jamarion brings a lot of intangibles to the table that not many other people across the country recruits can bring in themselves. And Jamarion's a young, you know, just turned 19-year-old prospect that has a lot of really good basketball ahead of him. So, you know, I think, you know, anytime a kid is, you know, comfortable or certain about what they're doing for the right reasons, there's always a good chance for success. And, you know, Jamarion has been such a tremendous success story from the standpoint of where he's come from academically to, you know, he's literally has a chance to graduate almost at break if need be, and has done such a good job with a, you know, above 3.0 GPA that we're just excited for a lot of the other intangibles that Jamarion has brought, not only on the floor but off. So, you know, it's easy to be happy for the 7'3 guy on the floor when you watch all that, but he's always in a good mood, always brings a good attitude, and, you know, anyone that would retain his services is going to get a heck of a player.
You were alluding to it for a moment there in my first question, but, you know, we've discussed in the past with the NJCAA about a month ago saying that they'll give an extra year of eligibility. You know, if Jamarion chooses to, he technically could stay with you for an extra year and see what else is out there, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, any could, and any of our guys could. And honestly, for any certain reason, that would need to be the case if someone wouldn't feel comfortable, whatever the situation may be, of making a decision or being somewhere. We'd obviously always allow that to take place. You know, I've told our guys, is, you know, from the standpoint of an academic issue, when you have the ability to go somewhere and have the extra year academically, you know, if you're going to be there for that long, you're talking about now working into a master's, and, you know, that stuff is just priceless. Mm-hmm. And from an academic standpoint, you know, more so from that is what we're going to look at it at. But, you know, you also, we're very adamant with our guys about being certain about what you want to do and, you know, being upfront about what you're getting yourself into. And I think when you have those type of ideas, you're just going to allow yourself to be successful, which, you know, like I said, this year is going to bring a lot of maybe questions for a lot of our guys when it comes to, you know, committing to places and being somewhere. And I would never wish anyone to go somewhere that they're not necessarily certain on for sure. So it's just one of those things that, you know, it's going to be an interesting year to see how a lot of these things play out. You know, we're obviously always excited for someone getting the opportunity to get, you know, a degree paid for free.
You mentioned the size and the defensive ability for Jamarion. That's obviously there. And I know he's been working on his offense, the jumper and everything. I saw him a few weeks ago working on that. And you mentioned intangibles. I guess what's the one intangible for Jamarion that he brings to the team that makes him so attractive to even the Power Fives? You know, this past week he got an offer from a preseason top 10 in Illinois. So what's made him so attractive? What's the one thing aside from the on-court ability?
Well, he has, you know, such a large upside. I mean, he's a guy that is 7'3", he's 230 pounds. He's got such good hands, such good footwork. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we will never get to see him do at John A. as far as away from the basket, stepping out, hitting shots, saying, I mean, we will not get to see it here. He's 19 years old. When he's 22, 23, that's when all those things are going to come around. He has such a, you know, large just ceiling to reach to, and he works hard. He already has a lot of those things that are really just a struggle for a lot of kids. When you have a great attitude, you work hard. That seems to be 90% of the problem for a lot of guys. He's got that part figured out. His is just going to be physical development and time. And luckily, he's got both of those on, you know, on his side for how old he is. He's got plenty of time to continually improve and to get better in those areas. I mean, he has a chance if in the right situation to be, you know, I think one of the most dominant college players in Division I basketball when it's all said and done. So, you know, hopefully he's going to be able to be in an environment where he's going to be able to thrive and work and, you know, be happy and continually get better.
And the final thing for me here, and it's kind of a silly thing, but I think on Twitter, almost as soon as Jamarion committed, you had some of the higher college basketball analysts, I think Jeff Goodman even tweeted something just kind of being like, oh, I wonder what Rick Stansbury had to do to get him, and kind of raising their eyebrows a bit. You mentioned this beforehand, but like, this is kind of the case, kind of similar with Jay when he committed to Louisville. Just, this is a case of guys wanting to kind of stay close to home.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, luckily for Jamarion, it's one of those things where he's, you know, was familiar with Western when Coach Harper was there before Coach Stansbury. And, you know, there's some things to be said for that. When if that's what, you know, is really going to do it for you, then so be it. But, you know, like one of those things that you, I'm always a big believer in, unless I see it with my own eyes, hear it with my own ears, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm not going to sit there and cast stones by any means on any program. So, but I do think, like I said, with Jamarion, and that's been something in the back of his mind. And, you know, like it's a long season and there's a lot of water to run on the bridge, but he's got, you know, a very good forefront from the standpoint of what direction he wants to go and kind of what he wants to do. I mean, it's a good level for him to be able to go somewhere and play right away. And now you're looking at a guy that has the ability to step on a campus as a sophomore, not a junior. That's a big notch in the cap for somebody. So, especially for a kid as young as he is, and, you know, to be able to be somewhere where your family can be close enough to watch you, be around you, is I think you know, one of those things that a lot of people really take for granted when you've not had the ability to be away. But when you have family in the stands every single night getting to watch you play, there's just something to be said for that.
Volunteers start the season in late January. Coach Kyle Smith-Peters, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.